He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the August 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where the yellowfin tuna right now have invaded our waters. In fact, from where I sit at my desk looking out here at the islands, they're right about there, right in that area. One of my buddies brought me some last night, some fresh tuna tenderloins, otherwise known as ahi, and it was delicious. I'm getting out there this weekend, whatever it takes. The market, the Dow. You know what? Amazing, impressive turnaround this morning. I woke up and the futures were way down again as Russian troops amass on the Ukrainian border, and the odds of them invading Ukraine are going up, and Europe goes into recession. I thought, oh no, here we go again. Well, you know, we fought our way back here. We're at least at break even right now. The Dow is up 4 points. The S&P is down 60 cents right now. And the NASDAQ is down a couple of points at the moment. Gold is having a big day. Of course, gold is the fear indicator. Gold is the crisis indicator. And gold thinks something is brewing on that Ukrainian border. Gold is up $22 per ounce today to $1,309. I currently have a position, two positions in gold, and I may be looking to increase. I have about a 3 to 4% exposure to gold stocks right now. Crude oil is up a half a percent. I'm going to talk about crude oil here coming up in the first quarter of the show. $97.79 is where crude oil is at. The euro's at 133 as the dollar's been very strong recently, which is a safe harbor. And then the 10-year yield is at 2.45%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have got a lot of cross currents right now, obviously, going on in the market. And the worm seems to be turning here. I have had the yellow caution flag up on the U.S. markets here now for about a month, because of geopolitical concerns. I've also been very, very cautious on the small cap U.S. stocks, which led the market last year. And I have been lightening up considerably. In the meantime, money seems to be flowing to countries that are not affected by these current crises. Who are the countries on the front line that are really being impacted? Well, take the Ukraine-Russia situation. It's Europe. Europe is being punished by Mr. Putin for the sanctions that they're putting on him, and the U.S. indirectly is also being punished for the sanctions being placed on Mr. Putin. Mr. Putin is not one to be told what to do, is he? Nobody's going to tell him not to shoot down an airliner bound from the Netherlands to Indonesia. Nobody's going to tell him not to invade Ukraine and take it over. Nobody's going to tell him that we're not going to buy your stuff. He'll find other buyers for his stuff. But it's hurting Europe big time. In fact, I would consider at the current time, in fact, in the second quarter of the show, I'm going to talk about ways to maybe make money on Europe right now through inverse funds. Italy is now officially back in recession. That same country that kind of led Italy down, the Club Med countries, the pigs, which were Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain, all of a sudden are in trouble again. We had a big Portuguese bank go down, had to be rescued last week, and now we have Italy following into recession. And a lot of it is because of the Ukrainian-Russian situation. That's why we have to watch geopolitical events around the world, because they do impact your portfolio. I would have no exposure whatsoever to European markets, and I haven't had any. And if you do, you might want to question your advisor whether or not he's watching the newspapers. And if you have exposure in your asset allocation or in your 401k, you know, hey, you do what you want to do, but I wouldn't want not want to have any exposure in the European markets at the current time. Instead, the markets that seem to be unaffected by all of these crises right now continue to be the Far East, Asia, and in particular China. Take that Europe money, put it into the Chinese market. Look, you do what you want to do. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. China continues to kind of be immune from all of this. In the meantime, you have a U.S. market that has the stimulus drained out of its system. It's not the same market that it was a year ago or 2 years ago. I continue to lighten up on the U.S. markets, in particular the most vulnerable areas of the U.S. market, which I would call the small cap stocks. If you still have a heavy exposure to the small cap U.S. stocks in your portfolio, in your 401k, in your thrift savings plan, you may want to question that at this point in time. The small caps do great when there's stimulus in the system. Mark McGwire did great the year he hit 72 home runs, didn't he? How's he do without the stimulus in his system? We're finding out that the market's not doing so well. In fact, the small cap stocks are down in negative territory this year after being up 39% last year. Now, with all of this turmoil in the world, why have oil prices dropped? West Texas crude prices fell to a seven-month low. We're at $97.79 right now. Well, here's the deal. There have been some refineries that are offline for most of August. In fact, a big refinery in Oklahoma may be offline for most of August after a fire. You see, there's nowhere for these companies to sell their oil to. They can't ship oil to the Cushing, Oklahoma refinery. It's offline. So the stockpiles are building. We've lost $10 in oil prices in the last week, and the oil stocks continue to sell off. However, keep in mind, any one of these hot spots in the world, any major event like Russia invading the Ukraine, or the Hamas-Israel situation to start heating up again. They're in a ceasefire right now, which seems to be holding. Or ISIL continuing to advance. Right now I read that there's 50,000 people hiding in the mountains up in northern Iraq from the ISIL militants. That's how afraid they are of these vicious people. They're on the verge of starving to death. So that's a tough, tough situation. And ISIL, so far, has been kept away from the southern Iraqi oil fields. Those are the ones that are rich with that light, sweet crude down there. And if they were to advance down into those southern oil fields, any one of these events, like I say, could send oil flying. So while I have lightened up a bit for now on my energy holdings, I'm not going to take them all out of my portfolio yet, because there are some hot spots in the world that, in my opinion, are going to get worse before they get better. Now, there may be a little bit of calm here in Israel right now between them and Hamas, but Hamas has vowed to be an eternal enemy. They're not going away, and Hamas has big supporters behind them, namely Iran. So that situation could explode again at any point in time, and it could draw in bigger countries with bigger guns and bigger bombs and bigger armies. And again, you have the situation now in Ukraine, which seems to be getting worse by the minute. In fact, the leader of Poland is claiming that he sees an imminent attack by these Russian troops, 20,000 of them on the Ukrainian border, Putin just going in and taking over the Ukraine like he did with Georgia. So any one of those events could set oil prices soaring again. But the answer as to why oil is low right now, there's a couple of refineries that are down right now and stockpiles are building. It's a supply-demand equation. And while the supply builds, prices go down. But like I say, any one of these events around the world could send it soaring again. All of these factors have to be taken into account right now as you consider your 401k at work, as you consider your IRA, as you consider your growth funds. There's a lot of cross currents. We have an aging bull. We have Europe in trouble right now, and this is impacting your portfolio, and you should be making some changes here. This is Bill Gunderson. What changes? Well, when we come back, we'll discuss them. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Hey, I want to speak to all my friends in St. Paul, Minneapolis. We sent you a gift here from Gunderson Capital Management. We sent our baseball team your way for you to feast upon. You know, I know you're having as tough a year as we are. But, you know, we sent our team, so have fun with them. Go to the game tonight. Go to the game today, and you might see a nice victory by your team. But, you know, look, we're getting better. We've been pretty good since the All-Star break. We've done a total makeover on our team. This is the 10th makeover in 3 years for the Padres. So, anyways, enjoy it while you can, because pretty soon, what, you'll have Detroit coming in or the Angels coming in or a real baseball team. But right now, enjoy the Padres there in Minnesota. And for you San Francisco folks at KDAO, boy, we're getting a pretty good crew coming to our workshop there at 9 a.m. Saturday, August 23rd, at the downtown, Union Square Hilton, where the Money Show will be held. There's no cost to get into the Money Show. It's a three-day event. It begins on Thursday, August 21st. Steve Forbes will be there, Ralph Acampomora, several big, heavy guys, heavy hitters in the financial world will be speaking the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. If you're in the Bay Area and if you're a serious investor or even just one with a 401k, we'll be there and we'll have a booth. You can come by and say hi to the crew. That's in San Francisco, August 21st, August 22nd, August 23rd, and the workshop is Saturday morning, the 23rd. All right. We need to talk about Europe, and we need to talk about the changes that are taking place in the market right now. I have to be honest, I did quite a bit of selling yesterday. I am not doing a whole lot of buying right now, although I'm looking at opportunities here. One opportunity that seems to be coming along here is Europe. And I don't mean on the long side of Europe. I mean on the short side of Europe. In fact, look at EFA. That's the long side of Europe. The short side of Europe is EFU, which I believe is twice the inverse of Europe. I don't know. I just don't see Europe turning it around anytime soon. They've got some real problems there. They are the direct recipients of Putin's wrath, you might say. Putin doesn't want anybody telling him what to do. He just goes ahead and does whatever he wants to do. Forget international law. There's got to be a law that you can't shoot down a commercial airliner flying over airspace, carrying a bunch of passengers that are just on their way on a vacation or whatever. There's got to be some kind of international law against that. But he just goes ahead and does it. Maybe it was an accident. I don't know. But there ought to be a little more safeguard in not allowing that to happen. And you just don't go invading the country next to you and taking them over, a sovereign country with their own leader and their own people and their own government and their own borders. But, you know, he's going to do whatever he wants to do, and I don't know if there's anybody out there that will stand up to him at the current time other than putting some sanctions on him, which aren't exactly crippling him, but they're certainly causing enough pain for him to lash out and retaliate. You know, he's already told Poland, we're not buying your vegetables, they're tainted. And he's telling other European countries, we're not selling you our oil. We're cutting off the pipeline. Go ahead. It's going to be a cold winter, you know. It's not too far off. Where are you going to get your oil? So all of this, obviously, is having major, major impacts on the market. It's slowing down the global economy. In the first place, it's being felt as in Europe. And it's going to be very, very hard for the U.S. economy to thrive without a healthy Europe. The last time Europe fell into recession, it hurt our markets here in the U.S. I think that's something that we have to watch very carefully. And for that reason, I continue to lighten up. If you've been reading my newsletters, you'll see that I've been continuing to lighten up in the U.S. markets, in particular the most vulnerable areas of the U.S. markets, the ones that have gone the furthest, the fastest. Look no further than the U.S. small cap index, U.S. small cap growth, U.S. small cap value, and even the mid-cap stocks. These are the most vulnerable areas of the market. And I continue to lighten up there, and I continue to move money overseas. And I'm especially chasing China right now, looking for opportunities there. I now have about a 10% exposure of my overall portfolios to China, and I continue to look at opportunities in gold. And I still think that the oil patch, any one of these things could trigger $125 oil. So I just think that you have to keep a little bit of oil in your portfolio. But as far as go-go small cap growth stocks here in the U.S., it's over. Will it come back? I don't think so. I think it's over. The stimulus is gone, and they were the biggest beneficiaries of the stimulus here in the U.S. Now, remember, you're hearing this from a guy who's been very, very bullish for 5 years and 6 months. Am I completely pulling out of the market? No. But do I continue to make major changes and allocate money elsewhere and recognize that the U.S. bull, the best days are probably behind it? Yes. That represents a major sea change. Have I shorted anything yet? No. But the place that I would be most interested would be the most vulnerable areas of the market. U.S. small caps. I've been watching a couple of short ETFs there. I don't think it's time yet, but I have my eye on them. And the other most vulnerable area right now would be EFU, which is Europe. And let's not forget that you can also short Russia. RUSS is Russia short 3 times. Leveraged. Things don't look good for Russian economy right now. They're more interested in annexing territory than they are in developing new drugs for hepatitis C or for Ebola. They're more interested in manufacturing weapons. That just seems to be Russia's mentality. And they do have expansionary ambition. And Putin doesn't seem to want to be told what to do. And the more we punish him, the more he's going to lash out. He's a rattlesnake. And that's the way it is. You can deny it. You can say, well, let's sit down at the table and negotiate with Mr. Putin. Well, you know what? I don't know that you negotiate with people like that, because they're going to do what they're going to do. I'm sure you've dealt with people like that in your life. There are certain people that aren't going to sit down and mediate and negotiate and hammer things out and hash things out and work out problems. They're too stubborn to do so. If you're a psychologist or if you're a marriage counselor or whatever you do for a profession or whatever relationships you've ever been in at work or whatever, you know that there's certain people that are almost impossible to deal with. And Putin is one of them.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, you know, it's not all bad. I've kind of sounded gloomy here in the first half of the show, but one of my jobs is to protect. It's not bullish all the time. You know, I've seen the guys that are perma bulls. Oh, who cares what's going on in the market? We have a long-term perspective here at Smith, Johnson, and Wesson. You know, we have a long-term perspective, and we stay fully invested all the time, and we ride markets down 53% when they go down 53%, because they'll come back. I don't know. I just think it's better to stay on top of things and manage things a little bit. You don't plant a garden and come back 5 years and see how it's doing. That's just my opinion. That's just what my way of doing things. So I have to keep you posted on the events in the world that are impacting you, that may have an impact on you. Do you want to go down 50% again with your 401k? Now, I make no claims. I make no guarantees, but I'm going to stay on top of things and watch the markets and watch the world events so that hopefully we can avoid such an occurrence in the future and maybe even make money if the market, if this bull market eventually comes to an end. Now, as of last Friday when I wrote the newsletter, the primary trend of the market since March of 2009 is still up. Another name for an uptrend that is a primary trend is a bull market. It's a bull market. And the bull market for now remains intact. But at the same time, on the U.S. markets, I have a yellow flag flying for two reasons. Number one, geopolitical events around the world. And number two, the Fed. The stimulus is gone. And I said all along that what will bring this bull market to its knees at some point in time, the biggest thing that will bring it to its knees will be the Fed, number one. And number two will be world events that impact the economy and impact the market. And right now we have both of those. They haven't turned completely south on us, but they're definitely wind in our face and not wind at our back right now. But there are still stocks that are holding up well out there. Let me give an example of a stock that I own in my income and growth accounts. And I own it in my income and growth accounts because it pays a decent dividend yield. In fact, the current dividend yield, it's not the greatest of dividends, but it also offers capital appreciation. The current dividend yield is 1%. So here's your choice. You can buy a U.S. Treasury right now that's paying 2.4% with very little chance of capital appreciation. Or you can buy some stocks, equities, that seem to be immune from Russia, Ukraine, and Israel and Gaza, and Iraq. People still are going to Disneyland all over the world. In fact, I'm going to I was just at Disneyland about 2 months ago with new grandchild. First trip. I can't tell you how many times that song, It's a Small World After All, was rolling around in my head for 2 weeks after that trip. I rode that boat three times through It's a Small World After All. And the little one, 7 months old, was absolutely enthralled. Standing up, never stood before, but this one made her stand up and looked with eyes, giant eyeballs. All these dolls singing, It's a Small World After All. And Grandpa, the third time, the ride stopped. And I was inside of there for a half an hour. I was ready to freak out because the song was driving me absolutely nuts. But Disneyland's doing well. You know, ESPN, they had a pretty good World Cup here. A lot of people watching. Football season's coming up. Disney owns the SEC contract. They say there'll be 60 million people watching the SEC play football. It's almost become a competitor to the NFL. Those teams play like NFL teams, Bama and LSU and all those big powerhouses down in the SEC. Disney's theme parks are doing well. And other Disney properties. Frozen is now the biggest grossing animated movie of all time. And think about all of the animated movies Disney has had over the years. I grew up right next to a drive-in theater. It was right next to the housing complex, the condo complex where I grew up in San Diego. Every week they had a Disney movie. And sometimes those Disney movies would be there for weeks on end. And the people, the station wagons would start lining up at about 5 p.m. to get a good spot in the drive-in theater. And they'd be loaded with kids and blankets and popcorn and snacks. Those are the good old days, in my opinion. I long for those days again. And every night at about 9:45 p.m., I know because I'd be trying to get some sleep, all of the horns would honk, because it was the point where the hero came in and conquered the villain and the dwarfs were saved, and all the horns would honk. Disney movie after Disney movie. And of course, from those Disney movies, all of these characters. How many times did I watch Beauty and the Beast with my daughters? Or or Aladdin. Oh my God. And the great music and the songs. Well, Frozen has topped them all, believe it or not. And Disney reported earnings here this week, and they reported better than expected earnings. And believe it or not, currently out of 3,850 stocks, Disney's currently ranked number 73. This is a year that favors large cap stocks. And, of course, Disney at $150 billion. Who would have ever thought? I mean, I can still remember going to Disneyland when I was a little kid over in Anaheim, and it was the Magic Kingdom, and it was about one-tenth the size of what it is now. And they didn't have any other Disneylands. They didn't have Disneylands in Orlando or Disneylands. Where else do they have one? I think they have one in Taiwan or something like that. They've got Disney's several theme parks around the world. What a franchise. What a brand, huh? And all from that little Matterhorn there in Anaheim that grew and grew and grew. Well, over the last 10 years, this is also a well-run company. Bob Iger seems to know what he's doing. Over the last 10 years, Disney has delivered 16% per year to investors, while the market has delivered just 6. And over the last 5 years, Disney has doubled the returns of the market at 29% per year, while the market's delivered 14. And over the last 3 years, it's averaged 32% per year. Of course, it's had a bull market. It's had wind at its back. That's helped. It's had stimulus in its veins from the Fed. The Fed throwing around money, telling people to go to Disneyland, keeping interest rates low. So the money you're not paying on your house payment, you're renting Disney movies with and buying different Disney paraphernalia for the kids or the grandkids. Over the last 12 months, Disney's up 35%. Performance grade of A-, one of the top performing stocks in the market. And, you know, I'd have been hard-pressed 5 years ago to say, hey, Disney's going to continue to be a top-performing stock. You would think that at some point it has run its course. But it continues to find new courses to run. It continues to find ways to take advantage of its powerful brand. And Disney continues to grow. It's now a $150 billion company. Well, what about the valuation? Disney's currently trading at 18.9 times forward earnings, which is a premium right now to the rest of the market, but not the biggest of premiums. And this is one of the highest quality companies in the entire world. Disney, believe it or not, even at $150 billion in size, is expected to grow by 16% per year over the next 5 years. Disney continues to grow. You would think that it's maxed out. Well, not by any stretch of the imagination. I have a 5-year target price of $154 on the shares. It's currently trading at $87. It is a holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. I have no intention of selling it unless the economy here in the U.S. and unless the market were to turn into a bear. Then obviously Disney would be a vulnerable stock along with everything else. But for now, Disney is one of the stocks I own in my conservative, my most conservative accounts, my income and growth accounts, because it pays a dividend and it continues to grow and it continues to offer capital appreciation, which in my opinion the bond market does not offer. I'll take 1% with chance of growth versus the 2.4 and no chance of growth in the bond market. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now radio hour. We are talked about a lot here today. Yes, Russia, Ukraine. It's getting worse. And, you know, every time that that thing has intensified, you've seen the market get real wobbly legs. And it's doing that again. And it should do that again. Because it has a major impact on your portfolio. You may think that way over there in the Silicon Valley or way out there in Hawaii. By the way, be careful in Hawaii. I hear about heavy seas and rains approaching, tropical storm. Don't go out fishing. Stay in the harbor. The market is kind of seeing a potential tropical storm coming. What if we wake up tomorrow and Russian tanks and troops are moving into the Ukraine to take it over? You know what? I see it happening. I don't think you stop Putin. I don't think there's anybody that has the guts to stand up to the guy. You can sanction him to death. I don't think that's going to stop him because he'll do his business with China and with Iran and other countries that will do business with him. They don't care about his military aggression because they're aggressive themselves. They don't think there's anything wrong with it. So, you know, that does impact your portfolio way out there in Hawaii. That does impact your portfolio over there in the Silicon Valley because it's having a major impact on Europe right now. Just look at the European stocks. Look at the euro. Look at the inverse European funds right now, which look very interesting to me. Now, I'm not ready to go out and buy a big position, a big inverse position on Europe, but it's something that I have on my watch list right now. And in addition to this, the countries that seem to be unaffected by all of this activity seem to be Asia right now. And they seem to be kind of taking off and flourishing. And I made the case yesterday. In fact, I have an article on Seeking Alpha today, and I believe it will end up being on MarketWatch. Let me see if the article's on MarketWatch. I gave the statistics how all of a sudden the emerging markets are outperforming the U.S. market. Now, you couldn't have said that last year at this time. You couldn't have said that 6 months ago. This is a recent phenomenon that have made the emerging markets on a relative basis and on a not only a relative basis but on an actual basis, they are now outperforming the U.S. markets. And I think that if you have a 401k and if you're looking to make any changes, I think you ought to be very much aware of that. And that article, I don't see it on MarketWatch yet, but I do know that it's on Seeking Alpha. You can take a look at the statistics that I give backing up the statement that the emerging markets are now outperforming the U.S. markets. And I believe that going forward, there's a lot of catch-up to do. I think there's a lot more upside potential in the emerging markets than these U.S. markets that have been full of stimulus, and now the stimulus is gone. In addition to this, I saw a report yesterday by Goldman Sachs that I agree with. They say over the next 5 years, they project stocks will do 6% a year and bonds will do 1% per year. They say that's the biggest discrepancy that they've seen in a long time. In other words, they are very, very, very bearish on the bond market because they think interest rates have upward pressure on them. And I would agree with that. I think they do have. The only thing that's keeping interest rates low right now are the geopolitical concerns. It's not the Fed anymore. The bonds are going to have to live on their own without the Fed buyback program because that's disappearing. So we're going to see how the bond market can do without stimulus in its veins. And right now, because of all the geopolitical concerns, it is considered a safe harbor. And there is money that is staying and hanging out in that safe harbor. Just like in Hawaii with the heavy seas and storms approaching, there's not a lot of folks out there in those heavy seas. They're staying in the port, staying in the harbor, staying at home, staying in a safe place. And bonds are considered a safe place for now. Also, you've seen that the dollar, the U.S. dollar, continues to be very, very strong here, and that's also considered a safe place, right, for money right now. So yeah, it's a challenging market this year. I said it would be. I said there's no way we're going to have a market like we had last year. This will be a lot more challenging, and it has been. You've got a small cap market that's now down. You've got a Dow that is in negative territory for the year, not by a lot, but by a little bit. It's kind of hard to make money in this kind of a market right now. That's why we have to seek out other opportunities that present more upside potential. Now, I write my newsletter. All of this I summarize. At the end of the week, I stop. And I take a look at everything. I take a look at the technicals. I take a look at the index rankings from around the world. I take a look at the asset class rankings from around the world. I take a look at the stock rankings from around the world. I take a look at valuation. I take a look at world events. And in the end, I have my bottom line. Here's what I'm doing now in the markets. And it's a lot different from what I did last year. You can get on my weekly mailing list by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And if you're not happy, if your guy still has you in Europe, or if your guy still has you in U.S. small cap stocks, you might want to question whether your guy's asleep at the wheel or not. We're here every single day, me and my crew and I, looking at different things and taking action when we think it's needed. We've been bulls for the last 5.5 years. Not everybody can say that. There's been a lot of people that didn't ride this thing up. We did. And now we're getting very, very cautious here at Gunderson Capital Management on the U.S. markets, and we're looking for opportunities elsewhere. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. One last thing is you got to take a 5-year perspective. You got to look out 5 years from now. There's going to be some bumpy patches along the way. But had you been with me for the last 5 years, we've been in the markets for the last 5 years. Who knows what the next 5 years will bring, but we take it a day at a time, a week at a time, stock, sector at a time here at Gunderson Capital Management. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.